Welcome to episode 5 of Create a Cafe, level up your video by improving your audio. Now you may think that is a weird thing to say if you're wanting to improve the quality of your video, but let me just take you back a little bit. How many times have you watched a really good quality looking video, but for some reason either the audio is distorted, it clips, you can't hear the person properly, or it just doesn't sound right? It turns you off straight away, right? I've been asked from time to time, how can I improve the quality of my video? And when I've taken a look, the video quality looks fine. It's not too bad at all. But one of the things I've noticed is that people just seem to neglect audio. I'm not sure what the reason is for this. Maybe they think that just getting the best camera, good lenses, decent lighting is good enough to get you by and make the video stand out. Unfortunately, audio is more important than video when it comes to creating content. If your audience can't hear you, if it's hard to understand your message, then what's the point of having a decent looking video? But people say to me, well, audio is hard. It's difficult to get decent quality. I don't know what microphone to buy. Audio can be really expensive. I say to them, well, just think about what you've already spent on your camera, on your lens, and yet you're not willing to spend a little bit more on a piece of audio equipment that would do wonders for your video and improve the overall quality. When I started my YouTube journey, content creation, messing around with video, I always tried to make sure that the audio component sounded reasonable, decent at least. People could hear me. There wasn't too much background noise, distortion, or things that was distracting to the audience. You don't need to have the most expensive microphone, mixing desk, audio interface to get decent quality audio. There's a lot of misinformation on YouTube that I find these days. People are always looking to get the latest gear, get the best microphone, spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on a microphone. It's going to make you sound amazing. Clearly, an expensive microphone is going to sound a lot better than a very, very cheap USB mic that you can pick up on Amazon. But there's more to it than just having a decent microphone to sounding good. Microphone technique, how you're actually speaking into the microphone and where the microphone is placed in relation to your mouth, is really important to getting a decent sound. If the microphone is too far away, you're going to be picking up more and more of the room noise. It's going to sound empty, shallow, as if you're in a bathroom, for example. If you get too close to the microphone, then you may be picking up breath noises that are unnecessary. The P's and the B's that you may be saying are called plosives, and these types of noises can be very distracting to the listener. So play around with where your microphone is actually placed in your room. To give you an example of how I'm recording this podcast right now, my mouth is around 3 inches away from the microphone, and the microphone is at a 45 degree angle from my mouth. That means I'm not speaking directly into it, I'm actually speaking across it. If I say words with P, Peter, or B for Bravo, I'm not going to have those plosives hitting the main microphone capsule and making it really annoying for people who are listening. That's a simple technique that you can do right now if you are recording a podcast, for example. Irrespective of the cost of the microphone and the type of microphone that you use, one thing that can have a major impact on upping the quality of your audio is listening to the actual room that you're recording your video or podcast in. A room full of harsh furniture, tiled floors, and no or very little soft furnishings is going to have the sound of your voice be reflected around the room and bouncing off various surfaces. This is going to be very distracting to anybody that's listening to you on your podcast or video. So there are some simple things that you can do to minimize these reflections in your room. If you're not able to bring in additional soft furnishings, or go into a room where you have a couch or the floor is carpeted, then think about putting down some simple things like blankets, duvets, or anything soft that will absorb the sound. You will be amazed at the difference you will hear to the room if you start to put in some soft furnishings like blankets, duvets, pillows, or things like that around the room. It can be a temporary thing whilst you're recording your video or podcast, and you can always put these things back later. Even things such as simple as a desk can cause reflections that bounce off the desk from your voice and hit back at the microphone. So even just putting a towel down on your desk or even a desk mat will help dampen the sound overall in your room. Have a think about when you go into the room that you're going to record your video or podcast, and just talk freely within the room and record something on your phone. Listen to the reverberations, the reflections. How does your actual room noise sound? And can you do anything to minimize those reflections before you start recording? Not everybody has the luxury of having a dedicated room for doing their video on podcasting. I fully understand that. But there are some simple things that you can do and considerations to just remove as much of that room noise as possible. It may be just a simple case of moving into a different room, if another room, for example, sounds better. In a bedroom, you have the bed, you have lots of curtains, soft furnishings, things like that. They will absorb a lot of the noise. And if you're not on video, it doesn't really matter where you record your podcast, as long as the room noise and the reflections in the room are kept to a minimum. In future podcasts and videos, I will be sharing some tips and techniques that I've used in the past to help get my audio sounding better. But the real point of this podcast today was just to emphasize the importance of considering how you sound in your videos or your podcast. Give much more attention to the audio component of your content that you're creating. There's nothing worse than having a really polished, good-looking video that people are not going to listen to simply because the audio is too distracting and it just turns people off. Let me know in the comments of things that you've discovered to help you level up your audio. And before I go, I just wanted to let you know that this entire podcast has been recorded on the Fafine AM8 microphone, which is a $55 microphone that I recently reviewed on my YouTube channel. It just goes to show that you don't have to spend an absolute fortune on a microphone or a mixing desk or some outboard EQ and processing to get decent sounding results. Technology has come a long way over the last 5 years to make good quality microphones and audio accessible to everybody. So really now there is no excuse for bad sounding audio, particularly on your videos or your podcasts. Let me know in the comments if you've discovered any decent microphones that you like to use, any tips and techniques that you've employed to make your room sound better, and how do you record your content today, and what is your audio workflow? I'd be really interested to know. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week with another episode of Creator Cafe.